can't get to sleep at night. The parking lot's so loud and bright. The AC hasn't worked in 20 years. Probably never made a single person cold. But I can't say the same for me. I've done it many times. Somebody take me home.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for sticking with us on this Thursday morning. Text line 251-343-0106. Take a look at your text if time permits before the conclusion of today's program. Joining us now on the line from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, scene of last night's presidential debate for the Republican contenders is Alabama Republican Party Chairman John Wall. Chairman, good morning. How are you?
Oh, doing well. How about you?
Doing well. Thanks for making time. We always appreciate it. Well, give us an assessment. What did you see? What did you make of last night's festivities?
It was definitely a good night for the Republican Party. There's a lot of speculation of whether, without Donald Trump, there would it be as entertaining, if you will. And I think the answer to that was yes. It was a fun night, exciting to hear from some of the candidates, and not a boring moment in the whole thing.
Yeah, and the way these things go, I mean, an enthusiastic crowd, it seemed, it was hard to tell, but just listening, it sounded like it was into it. It's always hard to gauge things this far out, but at least there is some interest, right?
Extreme interest. I'm actually looking forward to going back and watching the debate on TV to see the difference, because when you were there live, the passion of the crowd and the cheers and the boos, about half of the most intense moments, you couldn't even hear what the candidates were saying because the crowd was so engaged in the process.
Well, I mean, how much of that was just like people bringing their home team, what was the mood like there?
Well, it's interesting with that size crowd, because there were over 1,000 people in the audience, and it was, a wide swath of candidate support, but mostly Republican Party members, whether that was members of the RNC or state party staff or guests coming from all over the country. So it was a pretty good representation of a Republican base, I think, that kind of represents American Republican voters in general.
What was your take on what they talked about? I mean, not necessarily their responses, but I guess for me, some of the questions I thought were a little, that they weren't necessarily as pertinent to your average Republican primary voter, the base or whatever. I mean, there's the global warming or January 6th, or we're living in relitigating all of that. But I mean, the subject mm-hmm. matter. Did it seem to hit the target? I thought it was a little off.
There were some that did, but I agree with you. Overall, I was a little disappointed. I take the economy. I wanted to really get down into fiscal policy and how good fiscal policy and fiscal responsibility, paying off debt, being responsible with our spending, will actually is what will lead us to get out of the inflation problem. And the questions were not geared in that direction, and none of the candidates really took it back to that place. And I think that's area where I would have liked to have seen it go more. Also, digging into some of the woke policies in our education system, there was a segment on that, but I feel like those are probably the two biggest issues in the country right now. And I would have liked to have seen a little more direction and focus and exact policy on some of those issues that are really important to the public.
Right. This is the opening to the 2024 campaign, and I guess as a Republican Party, you don't want that to dominate this election cycle. You want to get back to what is important to Republican voters. I don't know. I guess thinking about this, letting Fox News necessarily kind of dictate the terms. I don't know what their motivations are. It doesn't matter. But how do you get that back on track to where Republicans need to be talking about Republican things and not just sort of what's in the mainstream media ether?
That's right, and that's critical. I mean, that's what I tell candidates all the time. Do not let the mainstream media define what you talk about. Talk about what you need to talk about. Talk about the values of the Republican Party, about protecting people's rights and freedoms. defending this American dream and the idea that we're a constitutional republic. You know, one thing I noticed up there was, Fox News had right under it, democracy. And I'm like, let's swap that word out for republic. This is a Republican debate. Our country is a constitutional republic. Let's get back to at least get our wording right from the very beginning.
Yeah, it's too. And look, I get it. Democracy is like an easy thing for people, kind of mainstream consumption, right? For them to understand, and it's a good marketing slogan. But
it is.
It does sound a little like cringy Democrat at times.
Yes, and I love to go back and I love to watch old speeches from past Republican presidents. And Reagan is one of my favorites. I love to go back and listen to Reagan's speeches. And something that really hit me the other day as I was watching him, he never referred to America as a democracy. If you listen to him, he's like, we must do this or defend our republic, protect our republic. It was always republic. And we have lost that even within the conservative movement, even within the Republican Party. And I know it's nitpicky to talk about a name, but I believe that's important. Because there's a vast difference between a constitutional republic and a democracy. And I don't think anybody should be confused of who or what we are.
Well, but people are. And, I guess that's what kind of dictates the terms of things. But as far as the candidates themselves, were you, I know you can't really take sides or anything, but did they handle this in a satisfactory way, you think, this especially at this early stage?
Well, and of course, there were highs and lows, right? And I'll give you a quick rundown on kind of my opinion. I think right off the bat, this was a good night for Donald Trump. His name was mentioned quite a bit. It's a lot in positive tones. I don't think it hurt him not being there at all. I think he did fine. I thought Ron DeSantis had some very good points. I love the question where they, where Fox asked the question, raise your hand if you supported Mike Pence. And Ron DeSantis was like, stop. I don't accept that premise. We're not school kids. I'll take that head on and I'll answer your question and not just do this jumping through hoops and raise of hands or down. And I thought it was a very good moment for him taking the leadership and kind of pushing back on the mainstream media. So there were some very interesting moments overall. I think Nikki Haley had a good debate. I didn't, I don't know. All of her views are probably not as popular here in the state of Alabama, where we're super conservative and a very pro-life state. But I thought she had a strong performance. And then, a lot of the other candidates, I don't know. There weren't a lot of breakthrough moments last night. I don't know if it's going to change the kind of the polling landscape that much. But it was a great first introduction for these smaller candidates across the country.
Yeah, it does give you kind of a taste of the more, because people's perception of Republican Party can just be Trump, but this will give you more of a kind of a generic sort of sampling of what Republicans are out there. What was the vibe in the room? I mean, did you aside from, like I said, those who brought their own teams in, how are they feeling about this cycle coming up?
The giant, the elephant in the room, and then we're the Republican Party, so that's the elephant is a proper terminology here, right? I mean, it is Donald Trump. He is the front runner. He's a clear front runner. He's got the money, the name ID, the positive ratings for primary voters. The big question on everyone's mind is there even another candidate who can actually turn this into a competitive race? That really is the question moving forward.
What do they think, though? How competitive do they think things are right now? I mean, look, I know that the way, and I'm not saying competitive, I mean, it gets head-to-head against the Democrat, likely Biden, I suppose. But is that kind of an overblown worry, or what do you think they're thinking there? That is there really this concern that if you go with Trump, who's got four indictments and all this baggage, that he could lose to Biden, or is that just mainstream media conventional wisdom at play there?
I think there are a lot of establishment Republicans across the country who do have that concern. And I can understand why they have it. For me, it's very simple, though. I trust the grassroots. I trust the Republican primary voters, the people who love this country and who know what their communities are feeling, knows what they're doing more than anyone. They're going to go into that voting booth and they're going to vote for who resonates with them. And I trust that decision. And right now that looks like that's going to be Donald Trump.
Joined by Alabama Republican Party Chairman John Wall here on the program. Chairman, and I don't know what you could say about it, but we've heard a discussion, potentially a debate in Alabama. Where are we today?
Well, that's a great question. I am very excited about even the possibility of it. And, of course, that's an RNC decision. You know, that it would be an RNC debate. It would be the first time in Alabama history that we had an official televised RNC debate. It's something that I have been advocating for as chairman and working on and talking with members up here for over a year now. And I'm very excited about the possibility and the fact that it looks like it's heading in a good direction. And I hope they're able to get things nailed down and work it out where Alabama could have our first primary debate.
But you think it could happen before Super Tuesday? That's, you know, I don't know what the timeline is. I guess it would have to happen before Super Tuesday, sometime before voting takes place. But that there's at least something in the works, right?
I would like to see it happen sometime this fall. And I think that is a definite possibility.
Well, we're watching out for that. As far as everything else goes, you know, I was trying to think of like last night, what would really resonate with Alabama right now? We're talking Republican Party, presidential politics, and sure, some of the social issues, but I guess it's this, the thing, you know, the things we're talking about here in the state are kind of federal government overreach, with the courts and Space Command and things like that, but we're not really there yet. We're not really getting into that nuance in this presidential cycle yet.
Not yet, but I think you hit the nail on the head. I think there's three main things going on right now. One is the economy, and you know, going back to what I said earlier about getting the spending in check and a limited constitutional government that allows the economy to flourish. Protecting children from woke policies cannot be overstated, returning parental rights. And then this idea of protecting people's rights and freedoms and not allowing government to live our lives for us, or this increase of the surveillance state, the COVID regulations, wherever you want to take that. The basic idea is saying, hey, this is America and we believe in individual liberty and that it's we the people, not we the government. And government was designed to protect our rights and freedoms, not to take them away. Those are the three big issues, I think, this cycle. But they all kind of loop into the one final question, which is, which of these candidates actually has the backbone to get up and to fight for these values in Washington? Because a lot of the candidates are going to say the same thing, but the voters are going to be saying, who do I trust? Which one of these candidates do I actually believe will do it?
Chairman, the other thing, last night, they're talking about abortion, and I do think there's something to 2022 and the Dobbs decision and abortion and really mobilizing Planned Parenthood. They got out the vote. They were very, very energized by that. It didn't go their way in the courts. But I the response is weird to me because it's not like double down and try to go head-to-head with those types to win today. It's and we heard this a little last night. Back off of your pro-life stance or hard, rigid pro-life stance so we can win an election. That seems to be a theme from some Republicans. Do you get that sense? I find that to be deeply, deeply troubling, problematic in some regards.
Absolutely. And look. The bottom line is, are there people who want the Republican Party to weaken our stance on defending life? The answer is yes. But I think it makes it all the more important for the Republican Party to stand strong. And yes, candidates need to stop trying to duck this issue. We need to meet it head on and defend it and explain it. And for me, it's very simple. You may not agree with me on the issue of being pro-life. But the bottom line is none of us should want a government that does not want to protect life and believe that life is sacred. And the reason the Republican Party is pro-life is because we believe in protecting people's rights and freedoms, whether that's your Second Amendment right, whether that's your right to free speech, freedom of the press, whatever it is, we believe in protecting people's liberty. And when enumerated in the Declaration of Independence, that first right mentioned, you know, all men are created equal and endowed by their creator. And the first right mentioned is right to life. And if we lose that, we lose the fundamental understanding of why government exists and why we as Republicans defend every human life, whether that's unborn, the elderly, or your right to live as you please and have your freedoms at any stage in your life. It's all the same root reason. And we can't lose any or we lose the understanding of why we are what we are.
Chairman, one more question back to presidential politics. We'll get you out of here. As far as the campaign goes, this campaign cycle, I mean, we've obviously Trump came to Montgomery and did his event, and then DeSantis at the winter meeting. But when do you think you'll start seeing more of the other candidates come through Alabama and doing events? I guess Pence was at the University of Alabama. But do you foresee that, because it is an early state?
Oh, I absolutely do. And I'm going to be very engaged in that process. In fact, I've been visiting with some of the candidates and campaigns while I'm up here, talking about how we'd like to get them to Alabama, give our voters a chance to meet them, hear directly from them in our state. So I expect to see a lot of that happening between now and March 5th. We've got some good time and really looking forward to being part of that and giving Alabama the chance, raising Alabama's profile and giving our voters a chance to hear from these candidates and introduce these candidates to the state of Alabama, which I know I'm partial, but I believe is the best state in the nation.
Chairman, we appreciate your time. Real quick, before we let you go, folks want to get more involved or more engaged or find out more about the Alabama Republican Party, how can they do so?
Well, we always love to connect with the people. We are on social media pretty much across the board, Alabama Republican Party. And then our website is algop.org. They can sign up for a newsletter or volunteer to help us fight for the rights and freedoms and defend our Republican form of government. So we would love to have them.
Chairman John Wally, Chairman, thanks for making time.
Always a pleasure to be on the show. Always enjoy it.
All right. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean.